more ticks till Rough Riders Baseball. Pitch is right around the corner. Frisco Rough Riders Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show featuring interviews, updates from around the Texas League, tonight's lineups, and a preview of tonight's game. Now, here's your host for the Rough Riders pregame show, Chris Jarrett.
Happy Memorial Day weekend to you as we roll on in the six-game series between Frisco and the San Antonio Missions. Last night, a tough one for the Rough Riders. They fell after tying the game in the bottom of the third inning, ultimately went on to fall 8-2, the final score in last night's contest. And now San Antonio taking the first three of four games this week. There were some highlights, but a tough one for the Rough Riders to bounce back, especially four in the top of the ninth by San Antonio to take last night's game again, 8-2. Osvaldo Hernandez with the win. Cole Reagan's getting the loss, which is not something that we've seen too many times this season. Cole now 4-2 on the year, five Ks in five innings. Gives up seven hits. San Antonio yesterday with 16 total. 13 of them were singles with a double and a pair of long balls by the Missions. Again, four in the top of the ninth. It was tough, but just an offensive rout by San Antonio on the road that in answer to. Hoping to bounce back in a big way tonight, Skylit Saturday, and also Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, knowing that a lot of folks have been looking forward to this one. So Frisco at home with the red caps. They've got the Thor-themed jerseys down on the field. And Thor himself is in the ballpark. We've got Mr. Thor with us. Mr. Thor, I guess that's... He's here in the ballpark. He looks a lot like him.
If you told me he was a Hemsworth, I'd be like, yeah, I could believe that.
He's got the big beard and like a really sturdy face, long locks, and it certainly looks... He's got the armor and the helmet and the hammer, most of all. We're going to chat with the strength and conditioning coach, John Nazarko, for the Rough Riders on the other end of the break. It's his first year in Frisco. And just a great chat to get the perspective of the strength coach, Mr. John Nazarko, our pregame interview guest right after this. So come back with us. We'll have a chance to chat with John and just chat about his perspective and working with the guys and the coaches and his road to get to this position where he is today. 6:35 first pitch time between Frisco and San Antonio. We creep closer on the Rough Riders pregame show.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
How's your lawn looking? It takes time and effort to maintain a healthy lawn. Russell Jenkins, save time and let our professionals take care of anything your outdoors might need, from lawn care and maintenance to landscaping, irrigation, and pool services for your home or business. Visit us online at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Help the Rough Riders defend Riders Field. Be on the lookout for your favorite superheroes at Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, May 28th against the San Antonio Missions. Come out to the ballpark in your favorite superhero gear as the Riders defend Frisco in special superhero-themed jerseys. And stick around for post-game fireworks. Information as well as the full Riders promotional schedule can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Back on the Riders Baseball Network, Chris Jared with you. 6:35 first pitch time between San Antonio and Frisco. We've got the pleasure to be joined by the strength and training coach with Frisco, Mr. John Nazarko. John, how you doing today? Your first interview, how you feel?
Doing well. A little nervous, but you know, we'll see how it rolls.
A former athlete. I can't believe that no one ever grabbed you at your time at Rhode Island. Is that right, where you went and got your undergrad?
I was at Rhode Island for 4 years, 2 years of baseball and 2 years of basketball. And actually my senior year I finished basketball and then got to finish out the baseball season as well. So that year played them both in the same year.
What was that like to be a student and then basically, I know two different seasons, but it's got to be a grind.
It was lucky enough that my senior year was really lax in terms of class. I took a lot of them earlier and had harder classes earlier in my college career. So come senior year, it was one or two classes, that especially that spring. So it was more just me traveling and making sure my assignments were in on time.
Right.
So that was easy.
When was that point when you realized that that's the area that you wanted to focus on and draw your career in?
Actually, it was my freshman year. I went in as a math and physics major and had a good time. I did really well in that. But after my first semester, I said, this just isn't it. And one of my classes I took was in kinesiology that year there and just hit the ground running, never looked back.
After that, you stick around Rhode Island. How many different programs at Rhode Island did you work with?
I think I touched just about every program over there at one point, but was primarily the strength coach for women's basketball. When I was at the end, was women's basketball, baseball, soccer, both men's and women's. And then throughout my time there, I was with golf. I assisted with football, assisted with tennis, swimming and diving as well. Sports go on. Just about everyone I was able to work with.
What's the main importance to basically work with those coaches? Is it kind of like a different routine that you're working with different programs, or is it more the same, or what's your perspective on that?
It's really tough. It's to balance them all. A lot of them have the same foundations, and then it's just deciding where your athletes are physically. And then where they fall in on that spectrum, and then from there you take off. But the same core principles tend to apply across all the sports. And then, again, it's big on finding out where your athletes fall in the continuum of advanced, intermediate, you know, novice, and then going from there.
Are coaches pretty, you know, is it they're letting you do their thing, or do they want to be somewhat hands-on in that process, or what was that like?
Some wanted more than others. It really depended on the coach you had. In college, everyone has their own style, and especially at the same university, it was surprising to see how many coaches either wanted to be a part of it or didn't, how much they wanted to hear from me, how much they didn't want to hear from me. Like, that was a juggling act that had to be 24/7.
We're chatting with the Riders strength coach, Mr. John Nazarko, on the Riders Baseball Network. And then after Rhode Island, you go and you join what looked like the professional baseball industry a little bit and got started with some teams. What was that jump like to go from the collegiate level in Rhode Island, and then you're working now on a pro sports team where there's other opinions and voices going on?
It was an interesting jump the first time I made it. I went to the Red Sox first in 2016 and worked in their minor league system. I absolutely loved it. I mean, you show up to the field, you turn the lights on every night, which is awesome. Very different in terms of how much control you have as a coach. I've given this advice many times to other coaches. It's like, you can be as creative as you want to be within the confines of a system. A lot of coaches want to have their own programs, which is what you do in college. But when you come to the professional level, they've been doing it for a long time. So now it's like, how do you work within the lines and work within the team and be as creative as you want? You can really make this job anything you wish it could be, but you also have to think about there are some lines that you don't want to cross, right? You want to play within where your team is and who you're working with, but being able to be creative within those confines is where you get to have some fun here.
And this is your first year here in Frisco working with these guys. What is step one when you talk about building a program? How do you get started working with the coaches and the players about getting them on a routine and on a schedule?
the first thing you always have to do, and I preach this every time, is create a relationship with these guys. It starts in the off season. It started for me last year, luckily, with a lot of these guys, having them last year and being able to ask them how their wives are doing, how their family's doing, and really dive into stuff outside of sport, because that's going to create the relationship between myself and the players, myself and the coaches, to gain trust and gain confidence and create autonomy from the players and from yourself and from everyone. It's like, without that relationship, how am I going to ask them to do anything? You know, yeah, I got years of experience under my belt, but without that trust and relationship, it's me telling them to do something, then thinking twice about it, maybe doing it, maybe not. But if you have that relationship, it's just a seamless process.
So. What's it like, you know, you grow up knowing sports, all you do is sports, and then, you know, you go to college, and while your athletic career kind of comes to a close, you're still able now to professionally work in sports and keep it close.
It's incredible. It's a dream come true. These guys get to play the game for a living, and I get to be around the game for a living, and it's honestly a dream come true. If I didn't get to make it out to this level, but found a way to be here and be able to impact these guys and help them complete the dream that, you know, I once had and still do have of getting all the way up there. Right? My wife and I are looking to obviously set ourselves up for best case scenario, and these guys are as well. So it's really a dream come true of everyone working towards one goal.
John, appreciate your time. Best of luck moving forward.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home plate meeting up and down between our umpires tonight. Jared Gettert out there with Pete Zamora, the acting San Antonio manager this week. No Philip Wellman. And we're getting closer and closer to our first pitch. 6:35 our start time. And Frisco in the Marvel themed jerseys tonight. Take a look at our starting pitching matchup while we've got the opportunity to do so. For Frisco, it's the right-hander Zach Kent, 0-1 this spray. This will be his seventh start of the season. Walks have been the thing that Zach's been continuing to try to work on this season. In the month of May, 14 walks, but high strikeouts, 13 Ks. Batters averaging a 2.18 against him. So it's been a matter of control for Kent in his full season in AA in 2022. He faced San Antonio on his first go. That was back on April 12th. His mound opponent will be Lake Bacher. Bacher, spelled B-A-C-H-A-R, 26-year-old, has been gone and is now back since 2019. Hasn't played in a contest. National anthem time at Riders Field, so we'll step aside, come back with us for the first pitch, and we'll take a look at tonight's starting lineups. 6:35 start time between San Antonio and Frisco in Game 5 of our six-game series next.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
How's your lawn looking? It takes time and effort to maintain a healthy lawn. Russell Jenkins here at ABC Home and Commercial Services. Save time and let our professionals take care of anything your outdoors might need, from lawn care and maintenance to landscaping, irrigation, and pool services for your home or business. Visit us online at goaneater.com. What we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride. Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three called. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets, or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
And now, it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
High fly ball to left.
Oh my goodness!
1-1 is crushed.
Deep to center field. Oh, how far will it go?
That's back and that's gone.
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Cut out and miss. Strike three.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
How about it?
Oh, my goodness.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
Happy Saturday! The Rough Riders take the field today against the San Antonio Missions in the fifth game of this six-game series with Zach Kent up on the mound. Hi, everybody. I'm very happy to have you wherever you may be listening or watching on what is an absolutely picturesque day for baseball in Frisco, Texas. The Rough Riders and Missions going head-to-head with a battle for sole possession of first place in the South Division on the line. The Rough Riders have held first place the entirety of this season, and they are now tied with San Antonio after back-to-back losses to the Missions. Both teams at 23-20 on the season. And as Zach Kent fires in his warm-up tosses, Chris, let's take a look at the starting lineups today.
First for San Antonio, Zach, the center fielder, Estiori Ruiz, back in that top spot. Third baseman Connor Hollis bats behind him, and the switch hitting second baseman Domingo Leyba batting in the three spot. Juan Fernandez catching tonight. He'll be batting cleanup. Thomas Malone in right, batting from the left side. Yorman Rodriguez slipping down to the sixth spot, but the first baseman right there. Left-handed hitting designated hitter Tirso Ornelas batting seventh. Connor Kaiser at short batting eighth. And Corey Howell in left field tonight for San Antonio at the bottom of the card. Quickly for Frisco, Johnny Ornelas, the shortstop, is back and in the top spot of the lineup. J.P. Martinez in center batting second. Blaine Krim in the three spot, and Ezekiel Duran batting cleanup. 5-6-7 of Stowers, Hare, Watley. And the designated hitter, Sandro Fabian, batting eighth. Left field, Kellen Strom at the bottom of the Riders' card. Zach, looking for a good ballgame, and you mentioned it, a beautiful Saturday here.
Couldn't ask for much better. Sunshine up above, Chris, and we get to see Zach Kent out on the mound. Our temperature at first pitch, 91 degrees here in Frisco. A little bit on the warm side, but hey, still very beautiful. 93 our feels like temperature, with winds blowing hard out to left field earlier today. They've since calmed down just a little bit, but still at 18 miles an hour straight out to left. So Zach Kent, the right-hander, will deal with Estiori Ruiz to start things off at the top of the card for San Antonio. Right-hander in, right-hander on the mound. Shoulders square to third base. He winds back, and away we go from Frisco, Texas. It's a high pop-up on the infield. First baseman Krim under it. Duran, the second baseman, comes in onto the grass and makes the call. He squeezes above his bulk. First pitch time at 6:36 in the p.m., just 1 minute tardy here in Frisco. And Connor Hollis stands in now against Kent. Rough Riders rocking the Defenders of the Diamond Knight uniforms. A tribute to Thor, the Marvel character. Here's the wind back and the pitch home to Hollis. Fastball dots the outside corner for a strike. 96, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders certainly hope for godlike play here in this one today. The pitch off the outside corner. They appeal, and he was able to hold up. It's 1-1 on the check swing.
I see what you did with that.
And looking to bring the thunder with the bats. Is that good, too?
That was better. Okay. You're doubling down, I see.
Here's the wind back from Ken. 1-1 on the way. Low and away off the outside corner, and it's 2-1. All right, that's enough for now. Zach Kent, 6'3", 208-pounder, a 24-year-old out of Virginia Military Institute. Native of Virginia, kicks in the 2-1. In the air, just above the second baseman's glove, Ezekiel Duran out into center field for a base hit. And Connor Hollis continues to torch the Texas League. He singles with one out in the first. Came in hitting .314 with five homers and 25 knocked in. He's now 7-for-17 here in the series. And it's a base runner with one out for San Antonio. Domingo Leyba hits with a runner aboard. No score. Top of the first inning. One out. Leyba, left-handed batter against the right-handed throwing Zach Kent, who's 0-1 with a 5.62 ERA in his six games this year. From the stretch, he fires. Hollis tried to take off and then slipped in the dirt. And head back into first base. The pitch was a strike on the inner edge, and it's 0-1. Hollis has eight steals on the season. Leyba hitting .229, a home run, 15 RBIs, but he's had a good series. Six hits, he's driven in three through four games. Kent fires in, way high off the outside corner, missed with the slider, and it's 1-1. Kent, a four-pitch pitcher, fastball, curveball, slider, change. The fastball-slider combination, as it has been most of the season. From the stretch, a long hold, and he fires over to first. Hollis back in on his belly. Kent's slider will be in the upper 80s, 88, 89 miles an hour even. Fastball will be in the mid to upper 90s. Right-hander ready from the stretch, closed off. Comes to a stop at the belt. Kicks and delivers. Right on the outside edge with that hard slider for a strike at 89 miles an hour. Belt high, and it's 1-2. Defense behind him looks like this today. Kellen Strom in left, J.P. Martinez in center, and Josh Stowers in right field. He comes set, glove at the belt, kicks and fires in the 1-2. In the air, out to shallow left field, long run in for Strom. He's under it and makes the catch one-handed. Two outs, runner at first base. Juan Fernandez bats now. No score here in the top of the first. Rest of the defense, Trey Hare at third. Johnny Ornell is the shortstop. Ezekiel Duran has second. Blaine Krim is at first, and Matt Watley does the catching for the Rough Riders. Fernandez, another hitter for San Antonio who has had a really good series. 7-for-16 with four RBIs. Missions put up 16 hits yesterday, most of the Rough Riders have allowed this year. First pitch. He dots the upper edge of the zone, right down the heart of the plate. The fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. An 8-2 victory for the Flying Chanclas last night. Both teams playing as their Copa de la Diversión identities yesterday. Kent ready from the stretch. Long hold, and the right-hander's 0-1. Slider on the outside corner for a strike. He's throwing a lot of strikes early on, and it's 0-2. Kent, 11 pitches, 8 have found the zone. Hollis leads from first in the first inning. Kent ready from the stretch. And he fires over to first to check on Hollis. He's back in safely. Kent looking for a bounce-back outing, or I should say two runs over one inning in relief against Corpus Christi back on the 22nd last week. 0-2, Hollis takes off, swing and a miss. Got him with a slider off the outside corner at 90 miles an hour. And Zach Kent picks up his first strikeout. Nice inning for Zach Kent. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on. We go to the bottom of the first. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. Customization is what we've always done.
You want mustard and mayo? You want ketchup? We'll make it how you like it.
When you customize your own burger, you can put your personality in it.
This is my Whataburger, with Manny's ketchup, all the vegetables, no cheese.
We customize orders 24 hours a day.
Everybody wants it just like they like it. When you can make it your own, that always enhances that experience for you.
However you want it, I got you. Here at Whataburger, we make it just like you like it, whenever you like it.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of Frisco, Texas. 91 degrees on a gorgeous late May day. Rough Riders are scoreless against the San Antonio Missions. They sent Johnny Ornelas, J.P. Martinez, and Blaine Krim up to the plate against Luke Bacher. The right-hander making his third start with San Antonio, allowing just one run over seven innings combined. Right-hander against right-hander to start things off. Ornelas got the day off yesterday. Bacher working from the stretch with nobody aboard. He kicks and fires. Hard grounder right to third. Connor Hallis has it. Belt high. Throws on to first and gets Ornelas. One out and J.P. Martinez stands in. That's a rarity. Both leadoff hitters swinging at the first pitch and putting it in play. Esteori Ruiz popped out for San Antonio. Johnny Ornelas grounds out for the Rough Riders. And now it's J.P. Martinez, who also got the day off yesterday. Ornelas and Martinez both spending some time recuperating and now back in the lineup. Left-handed batter at the plate. One out, no score in the first. In the pitch, misses down low. 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Lake Bacher, 26-year-old, 6'2", 219-pounder. He readies from the stretch in the 1-0. Martinez watches one sail outside and a fastball, and it's two balls, no strikes. Former fifth-round selection in 2016 by the Padres, missed the 2021 season with Tommy John surgery. He's ready from the stretch. 2-0. In the air out to center field, struck fairly well, but Esteori Ruiz has it measured. And he backs up, makes the catch. Fly out to center field for J.P. Martinez. There are two outs in the first inning. Scoreless game, and here's Blaine Krim. Bacher went to Wisconsin-Whitewater for college, and he had a very memorable first start of the season for San Antonio. Three no-hit, and ended up being a no-hitter for San Antonio.
Welcome back.
That'll work. Four-pitcher, no-hitter. First pitch home to Krim. Low and outside on a breaking ball, and it's one ball, no strikes. Defense behind Bacher. Corey Howell in left, Esteori Ruiz in center, Thomas Malone in right. Connor Hollis has third, Connor Kaiser at shortstop, Domingo Leyba the second baseman, and Yorman Rodriguez plays first. The pitch is a breaking ball, it just misses low and away. Two balls, no strikes on Krim. Juan Fernandez is the catcher today for San Antonio in their alternate blue uniform tops, gray pants, a navy ball cap with a gold brim.
2-0 to Blaine Crim. Pitch home. Just off the outside corner, missing with a fastball. 3 balls, no strikes. Talking to Blaine before the game today, says it's been 3 games since he's seen a fastball for a strike in this series, and, well, why not pitch around him? He's leading the entire Rangers organization with 10 home runs. 3-0. Upper edge, outside corner. There's a fastball for a strike. On a 3-0 pitch, and it's 3-1. His 8 home runs in May are tied for the most in the Texas League. And top 10 in all minor league baseball, 8th in the minors. 3-1 toss. In the air, out to right field. Playable for Malone. He comes in, and he's under it to make the catch. Side retired in order in the first inning for Luke Bacher. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Top 2 coming up. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the 7th.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh, my goodness. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Out to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the second from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. No score between the Rough Riders and the Missions. Scoring first has been the trend here in this series. The team that has scored first has won the ballgame. Rough Riders, as we play the 5th game of the series, currently trailing 3-1. Thomas Malone starts it off in Zach Kent's first pitch. Curveball on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Zach Kent, very efficient and very on target in that first inning. He winds back and deals in the 0-1. Another curveball doubled up on him right on the outside edge for a strike, and it's 0-2. 12 pitches, 9 for strikes in that first for Ken. Picked up a strikeout. He's back into his windup in the 0-2. Try the curveball again, and he got him looking on the inside corner. Strike 3. What a pitch by Zach Ken. He goes 3 straight curveballs. And it's back-to-back strikeouts spanning the 2 innings. One away here in the 2nd.
We mentioned the issue with the walks for Kent, that's been his battle this season, and just hasn't really looked himself or what we have seen from him in the past in his professional career. And the pitch counts are low, and he's looking really sharp on his off-speed stuff so far tonight.
To Rodriguez. Off the outside corner with the slider and low in the dirt, and it's 1-0. Yeah, those walks have been a problem. 14 walks over his last 3 starts. 6-4-4. 1-0 pitch. Chopper foul, third base sign. Count flattens out at 1-1, but we mentioned off-air right after the first inning, Chris. This is the best we've seen him. I know it's just 1 inning, but he looks locked in, and that slider looks really sharp. 1-1 on the way. On the outside corner, called strike with a fastball belt high, and it's 1-2.
I think on top of that, too, the first inning has been the toughest for Kent this year. He's never really been the beneficiary of a clean first frame to get his night underway.
He was here tonight. 1-2 on the way. Curveball inside, and it's 2-2. It was all fastball slider in that first inning. He mixed in the curveball with 3 in a row to Malone. 2-2 to Rodriguez. Here she comes. Routed hard, foul right side, not by much. 2-2. Yorman Rodriguez got the day off yesterday, 5-for-12 in the series with a homer.
hitting 303 on the year. Another really good bat in the San Antonio order. Missions were 2-11 to start the season, including a six-game sweep at the hands of the Rough Riders. And since, they have clawed their way back to 23-20 to tie the Rough Riders atop the South Division. 2-2 on the way from Ken. Fouled at the plate, just caught a piece of the slider. Still two balls, two strikes. I mean, that alone is a strong story, but this is a completely different team than we saw down in San Antonio in the second week of the season. They are very deep on the pitching staff side, and they are hitting extremely well also. 2-2. In the air, right to third, and Trey Hare picks it out of the air, leaving his feet for out number two. A hard liner off the bat of Yorman Rodriguez. 103 off the stick, and Hare able to and pick it right out. Two outs. No score for Tirso Ornelas in from the left side. Wind back by the right-hander and the pitch home. Fastball, just down low and inside. One ball and no strikes. We've seen the emergence of Estiori Ruiz, who has been a monster so far this season. 1-0 pitch. Down low and inside again with a heater, and it's 2-0. And up and down, a lot of former big leaguers here in this lineup, and four big leaguers in the pitching staff as well. 2-0, slips low off the outside corner. Three balls, no strikes at the slider. And a lot of formidable opponents, no matter who's up there on the mound for San Antonio. Kent behind in the count. He rocks back the 3-0. Low of the zone for ball four. Four-pitch free pass issued to Tirso Ornelas. Connor Kaiser bats now. Second base runner today for San Antonio. They have both of the combined base runners in this game so far. Kaiser, one of the few Missions who hasn't had success in this series. He's just 1-for-10, but that one hit, an RBI single back in game three. Kent from the stretch, he delivers home. In the air, foul right side, 0-1. Good crowd on hand on a Saturday. Saw some Marvel fans in attendance. Saw some folks dressed up.
You're
love
looking
to see
at,
that.
Well, yeah, dressed up, maybe not. But you're looking at a Marvel fan right here.
So maybe some non-dressed up Marvel fans, too. Kent ready from the stretch. And the 0-1. Fouled off Watley's mask. It knocks his mask completely off his helmet. 0-2 on Kaiser.
What was like the first Marvel movie that you remember that really stood out to you? I think mine was the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
Okay, yeah. If we're going actual Marvel movies, yeah. Absolutely. But Iron Man was the first MCU movie.
Right.
I have my Captain America cup right here. I guess it's kind of off-brand for tonight. No Thor stuff. From the stretch, Kent, a long hold and time called. Home plate umpire Chris Presley Murphy granting it to Connor Kaiser. No score in the second. Two outs, runner at first. Kent from the full windup, he deals home and it misses down and away in the dirt. Watley can't find it. A big turn by Ornelas at second. And Zach Kent just forgot that there was a runner at first. He went from the full windup. So Ornelas gets a stolen base there. It's one ball and two strikes. Slight mental lapse from Zach Kent. Runner in scoring position now. The slider is spiked low in the dirt. And now he's ready with a runner at second. Looks back from the stretch. The 1-2. Grounded foul right at the plate. Still one ball, two strikes. You don't see that very often. Chance to lock back in right here. Get out of the inning. He's working on two strikeouts. As we play with two outs in the second inning, no score. Glove comes to a stop at the belt and the pitch. Fouled away, right side, over the top of the netting. Hits off the overhang just below us to our right. Good battle here for Kaiser. Kent has his sign. Glove stops near the chin, lowers down to the belt where it rests. 1-2, runner takes off, pitch is low. Ball two. Missed down in the dirt. Watley was able to keep it in front, but Ornelas has his second steal, not only of the inning and of the game, but of the season as well.
Yeah, not really a base stealer, a guy that's got burner speed, but I think just seeing a slower delivery from...
Kent's ready from the stretch in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider off the outer edge. Third strikeout for Zach Kent, and he strands the game's first run at third base. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Bottom two coming up. No score between San Antonio and Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network. Let's take a look at what's happening this week at Riders Field. On Wednesday, Hall of Famer Fergie Jenkins is in town for Texas Baseball Legends. Thirsty Thursday is another Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River, as well as Salute to Supply Chain Night. Then, Los Quesos Frisco take the field on Friday with postgame fireworks. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night is on Skylit Saturday as the Riders take the field in special Marvel-themed uniforms. Sunday closes a busy week with Kids Sunday Fun Day, as well as Bark in the Park Night.
At the wall, it's gone! And the Rough Riders have a 2-0 lead.
Find more information on the promos page at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We roll our way to the bottom half of the second inning. No score between the Rough Riders and the Missions in the fifth game of the six-game series. Very sun-filled Saturday. Ezekiel Duran, Josh Stowers, Trey Hare. Middle third of the Rough Riders order against Lake Bacher. Right-hander who worked a 1-2-3 inning in the first. He does have a homer. He's in from the right side. White batting gloves. Bacher readies. He fires. A bunt shown, flicked down the third baseline and foul. A foul ball bunt from Ezekiel Duran, and it's 0-1.
That's something you certainly don't plan to see from a guy like Duran with how much gap power he's got and just the offensive threat he poses. I don't think anyone at third is going to be expecting him to try and drop one down on the first pitch he gets.
Yeah, Ezekiel Duran, mentioned the gap power, leading all of minor league baseball with 18 doubles. 0-1. Slips just outside with a heater, and it's 1-1. Also, seven homers and over 1,000 OPS in May. He has had a wonderful season, but along with that, he has excellent speed as well. So that's where the bunt does come into play. He waits on the 1-1. Here she comes. This is low off the outside corner with a slider, and it's 2-1.
It just sees a 1-2-3 from Bacher in the first. A couple pop-outs. The ground out from Ornelas that was hit pretty well, but just trying to shake something up. See if he can stir the pot in a second.
He readies. Deep breath. And the 2-1. Go off the outside corner of the dirt. Skips away from Fernandez, the catcher, and it's 3-1. Duran has had so much success this year on the offensive side. 904 OPS. Mentioned the doubles and the homers. One of the bigger things, though, is his strikeouts are way, way down this year from previous years. 3-1. He charges it in the center, right at Estiori Ruiz. Going back, he reaches up and makes the catch. 113 off the bat from Ezekiel Duran. Absolutely crushed. But right at Estiori Ruiz in center. And a line out for the first down. Can't hit a ball much harder. And Duran's out number one. That brings Josh Stowers to the plate. No score. Bottom half of the second. One out, base is clear. Stowers in from the right side. Right-hander from the stretch. Stowers watches low and away with a curveball. One ball, no strikes. Mentioned the strikeouts from Ezekiel Duran being down. The average strikeout rate in Major League Baseball is around 21%. Last year, the pitch home, outside again, this time with a slider, and it's 2-0. Durant struck out at about a 28% clip, but he's cut that down by 10% this year. He's under the Major League average in strikeout rate. 2-0. Chopper to the third base side. Hollis vacuums it up from third. Throws onto first. Nearly pulls Rodriguez off the bag. But he keeps that right foot pasted on the pillow. Two outs.
On top of the challenge presented to Duran, it's the jump from high A to double A. So that's a really big skill jump in terms of if you're struggling percentage-wise in strikeouts at high A, you're going to see some really solid and sound pitching at the double A level. And to see that the opposite has happened of what maybe some would expect is a really good thing to see.
And especially when you watch him play, he's a hard swinger. He'll lose his balance a lot because of how hard he swings. Trey Hare stands in now, two outs in the second. The pitch is sent in the air at the shallow left field, and it drops in for a base hit. Trey Hare singles to the opposite way on the first pitch he sees. First base runner for the Rough Riders. Hare getting a pitch low off the outside corner, scooping it in the left. Brings the catcher, Matt Watley, to the plate.
Frisco went to the fifth yesterday without a hit, and it was Trey Hare to do the job. He does the same thing here with two gone in the bottom of the second. It's been San Antonio really, really solid in their starting guys that they've sent to the mound to start this series, and Frisco not really being able to get off to a good offensive start in most of the games that we've seen this week.
First pitch to Watley. In the air, out to left field, chasing Hal back to the warning track. He's at the wall. It's gone! Matt Watley with his first home run of the season. A stint on the IL for Matt Watley, and he's back in a big way. He drops the hammer on the first pitch he sees from Luke Bacher. 2-0 Frisco. What a bomb, 377 feet from Matt Watley. He picks up his first home run of the year. Now Sandro Fabian, the pitch. Low off the outside corner, it's one ball and no strikes. Watley came in just hitting 171. Maybe that's when he needs to ignite him a little bit. Pitch to Fabian. Inside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1.
Yeah, boy, is that good to see Watley get out in front of one, get a hold of one, and as a hitter, that just gives you so much feel-good and so much confidence.
Pitch to Fabian. He swings, grounds it down the third baseline and foul. 1-2.
The trend this week, Zach, every team that has scored first has gone on to win the game. Even yesterday, with San Antonio taking a 1-0 lead, Frisco ties it. It was 2 right in the next half frame for the Flying Chanclas yesterday. And that trend has held in every game. We'll see if it rolls on tonight.
Love to see that. Rough Riders get back in the win column. 1-2. Off the outside corner and misses in the dirt, and it's 2-2. Base is clear now with two outs. Two in for the Rough Riders. Bottom of the second inning. A Matt Watley two-run bomb. Up onto the berm in left field, which is very full here on this Saturday. 2-2 pitch. Fouled straight back. Still two balls, two strikes. One of the most fun things on these sunny days, Chris, is to watch the berm fill up from left to right as the sun sets. And it almost seems like the crowd in the berm moves as the shade does. They want to keep in the shade in this 90-degree day. 2-2. Outside. Missed with the fastball. Three balls, two strikes.
And the folks in right in the berm, they don't necessarily look like families that have found themselves a good spot. They're more like home run campers. Guys with gloves and kids with gloves that are waiting for something to go their way.
It's the Frisco version of the McCovey Cove kayaks.
Right.
3-2. Check swing and a pitch off the outside corner of the dirt. He went around for strike three. So the side comes to a close in the second on a strikeout. The first for Luke Bacher. A two-run home run for Matt Watley puts the Rough Riders on the scoreboard. They lead 2-0 to the top of the third. Chris Jarrett on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the Diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
How's your lawn looking? It takes time and effort to maintain a healthy lawn. Russell Jenkins here at ABC Home and Commercial Services. Save time and let our professionals take care of anything your outdoors might need, from lawn care and maintenance to landscaping, irrigation, and pool services for your home or business. Visit us online at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First homer of the season, and it gives Frisco the 2-0 lead over San Antonio. Back to Riders Field on Saturday night, and it's the right-hander Zach Kent back on the mound. He shuttles across his first pitch. Runs in there, taken for a called strike one, 0-1-1. 9-1-2 for the Missions to get us going in the third. Ken has looked good through two so far, 0-1. Scooped out of the dirt, down and away. On the curveball that ran away from the right-hander, Kent, one ball, one strike. First at-bat of the evening for Corey Howell. Top of the order, waiting on deck, 1-1. Boy, just missed. Look good on the slider across the plate, but it misses outside. Two balls and a strike for Ken on his first batter faced here in the third. Rocks home the 2-1 pitch. Fastball on a late swing that Howell just got a piece of. Shot it back to the net. Evens up the count. Two balls, two strikes. Kent just about done with his first trip through the order. He was already set from the right side, but Howell calling for time. And so Ken off the mound, now back in as the left fielder. Howell ready from the right side. Break-even pitch. Chopper left side of the infield. Tough play for Ornelas, a shortstop. Scoops it up. Throw to first. On a couple bounces, it's not in time. And an infield single for Corey Howell. Second hit allowed by Kent. And that's how San Antonio starts a third. 2-0 Frisco after, again, the Watley homer. That was made possible by Trey Hare. Two-out base hit. And on the next pitch, Watley got a good charge into it. Over the left field wall. Two out production to give Frisco their first lead and the first runs of tonight's game. Top of the order to Esteori Ruiz. Shows a bunt, drops it down right back to the mound. Watley calls off Kent, throws to first, and they got the speedy outfielder. Howell advancing to second on a sack bunt from Esteori Ruiz. Two pitches all that he's seen tonight offensively, and there's one gone in the third. This is a battle for the top spots. Tied together an effort in the month of May that has, I mean, I know it's early, but so far has resurrected where they've been in the standings in their season. The outlook was really tough on the Missions out of the gate. Righty-righty to Connor Hollis. Kent's first pitch. Drops in. Front door to him on the slider, righty, righty-righty, and it's 0-1. But winners of 8 of their last 10, San Antonio tying Frisco for the top spot. 0-1, a swing and a miss on the fastball. And now no balls, two strikes. Hollis with the first of now two hits for San Antonio. Both teams with two hits in the early stretch in tonight's game. No balls, two strikes, 0-2 them as Kent sets and now comes home. Runner goes for third and it's shot up the first baseline, foul. 0-2 is Howell. Retreating back to first. Already a pair of stolen bases for San Antonio in tonight's action. Tirso Ornelas with two outs, stole second and stole third with Connor Kaiser at the dish. But Kent ended the second with a swinging strikeout. He's got three, just one walk, two hits allowed. Nobody in. 0-2 pitch. Chopper up the third baseline, and it's just foul. We'll do it again, 0-2. Frisco, meanwhile, it's been tough series, a tough stretch of series as of late, but what they've done well is win on the weekend. Rough Riders have won their last four Sunday matchups. They haven't lost a Sunday matchup since April 24th. Kent pauses and spins off back to second to check Howell to the bag. Still 0-2. One gone in the top of the third. They were in a very similar situation against Corpus Christi a week ago. Trailed 3-1 into Saturday, Sunday. Kent sets, and now the 0-2. Just high. One ball, two strikes. Two games, and they forced a split series.
It's not a situation you want to get used to being in, but with the backs against the wall, they've done a good job, as you mentioned, and that has a lot to do with the pitching on the weekend. It's been good.
1-2 again as Kent spins off, throws to second, it tips off the glove of Duran, trickles into left field not too far away from Ornelas, who runs it down. And really no damage done. Just a toe curler from Zach Kent as he throws to second. Count is still 1-2. They won Saturday, Sunday in the re-encounter against Arkansas, the second series against the two this year, the first full six-game series. 1-2, runner goes opposite way, ground ball, base hit. Howell got the early jump. He comes in to score, and San Antonio on the scoreboard on an RBI knock from Connor Hollis, his second hit tonight. It's 2-1 Frisco in the third.
Connor Hollis continues to be a thorn in the side of the Riders here in this series. Another good piece of hitting, two strikes, long at bat, a lot of foul balls, singles the opposite way.
And for Kent, it's just a really good batter. It's got to be tough to give up your first run of the night, but it's been a strong start for him so far. A strikeout in the first, and the only issue he ran into was the Connor Hollis base hit, but he retired Leyba, who comes to the plate now, and behind him the catcher Juan Fernandez went down swinging on three pitches. Top of the San Antonio order that has been a pesky bunch to retire this week. Yesterday, though, a pretty solid job through seven innings was their fourth pass through, and they only had one hit until that point. Righty lefty to Leyba. First pitch, runner goes. It misses for a ball. Throw down from Watley, not in time.
Close play.
Little offline from Ornelas, but he just got the tag in as Hollis was sliding in safe. And so give him a narrow stolen bag. There's one gone. 1-0. Down and inside. Estiuri Ruiz picked up number 32 last night. That's a league high. Connor Hollis is a long way behind, but when you've got that many in 32 swipe bags, second is going to be a ways away. 2-0's tapped foul at the plate. It's now 2-1. And for Connor Hollis, it's 9. Second most for the Missions this year. A team that we've seen this week be aggressive, but it's rolled over to tonight. They've tried to apply the pressure on Kent with action on the bases. His toughest inning of his go so far. It's an early third. One gone and a 2-1 Frisco lead. The 2-1 pitch. Lifted in the air. This will work its way up the third baseline towards the third baseman. Hare straddling the fair foul line. He makes a catch. And there's the second out.
Anytime you have the league leader and guy who's second in minor league baseball in steals, it's going to help your overall numbers. But San Antonio's second fewest home runs in the league. They lead the league in steals. Estiuri Ruiz has more steals than the Rockhounds and Drillers have as a team.
Yeah. I mean, when you've got 32, you're going to be up there as a team. But you still have Hollis, Howell, both with 8. Now it's Hollis 9 as he picked up this 9th moment to go. First pitch to Juan Fernandez is a wave and a miss. Got the tight slider in there, and it's 0-1. Wind started at 18 miles an hour out to left, and the flags above center field are working that way. They look like they're coming in, though. No balls, one strike from Kent Holm. Thought about from Fernandez, but the fastball running away and high, one ball, one strike. We talked to Zach Kent a few nights ago, earlier in the series against San Antonio, trying to get his perspective on just his road here, his road to Frisco as a professional baseball player. 1-1 pitch. Chopper, third baseline, foul, and it's now 1-2. Kent with a run in on two hits, no walks in this inning. And the velo for him to bump up to 95 really didn't happen until he turned pro with the Texas Rangers and after he was drafted. Loved playing baseball, but played a bunch of different positions. And it wasn't until a tournament showcase where a couple scouts there for different reasons saw his arm and said, you have a chance to go play college somewhere if you wanted to. Kent's 1-2. Inside, tight on the hands of Fernandez, and the count evens. Two balls, two strikes. And so interest was put out there in Virginia Military Institute, one of the last ones, and Kent said he liked it. 2-2. Back up the middle and into center field, a base hit. Hollis takes a turnaround third. He'll come in to score. It's a 2-2 ball game. Two-out RBI base hit from the catcher, Juan Fernandez. Third hit of the inning on Zach Kent. And two-out production from San Antonio, locking our game up at two runs apiece.
And that's what the stolen base can do. Big steal from Connor Hollis, barely getting in there ahead of Watley's throw. And then he comes in to score the game's tying run here in the third.
Looking for that final out after Frisco gave him the two runs of support in the top of the second. I should say the bottom of the second. First pitch to Thomas Malone is a wave and a miss for strike one. His first time to the plate, Kent, no problems on him. The right fielder went down on three pitches swinging. That's how he ended the first and started the second. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Righty-lefty, the 0-1. Wave and a miss for strike two as he continues to hound him with the curveball.
Why not go back to it? Hasn't figured it out this far.
Long look in from the right-hander with a runner at first base in a tied 2-2 game. Two outs. The 0-2 pitch outside. Chose the slider, but it missed way arm side. One ball, two strikes. Frisco with 9-1-2 awaiting them in the bottom of the third. 1-2 pitch from Kent. Down and away. Malone a more patient approach in the last couple of pitches. That one more closer to the target for Kent, but the right fielder Malone lays off, and it's now two balls, two strikes. He'll step off the mound. And a full reset. Zach Kent, 8-2 ERA. Two runs in this inning, though, and it's a tied 2-2 game. The pitch home. Poked foul. And we'll do it again. It's really been the first inning in terms of where Kent has had issues this season. And again, it's never been a clean start. He's always had teams jump on him and get those hits early. Batters averaging a 3.46 in the first inning on Kent in six innings of work. 2-2 pitch. In the air to right field. Hard hit towards Stowers, and he runs it down in the alley. Line drive. And one right fielder driving out to the other. But two runs on three hits in for San Antonio. The offense for the Missions tying our game in the top of the third. Frisco looks to retake the lead with Strom, Ornelas, Martinez, 9-1-2 due up when we return.
Yes, we!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Two runs by Frisco in the bottom of the second, answered by two by the Missions in the top of the third. We're all tied up as we start the home half from Riders Field. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you on the Riders Baseball Network on a beautiful Saturday night in Frisco. Luke Bacher back on the bump. He faces Kellen Strom, the first pitch. Misses high and inside for ball one. Strom last night, the final batter in what was a wild night. A wild night as well. But a ninth inning that Frisco had the bases loaded. 1-0 missing down and inside, 2-0. San Antonio scored four in the top of the ninth, and they had another one in the eighth on a solo homer from Connor Hollis. We mentioned his tear of a week. It continued in the eighth last night. 2-0 to Strom. Tapper foul. Big swing on the fastball high in the zone. He just got the top piece of it. 2-1-1. But the Rough Riders got Kevin Copps out of the San Antonio bullpen, and he struck out the first three batters faced. But the third one, a drop three strike, and it got David Garcia aboard. 2-1 pitch. Nibbles at the outer edge, and Strom didn't like it. It's 2-2. So, of course, goes down as a strikeout to Kevin Copps. He did finish with three Ks, but only two outs recorded. The batters that ensued, two hit by pitches and a walk to load the bases for Frisco, and Copps out of the ballgame. 2-2 pitch. Down and popped out of the glove of Fernandez behind home plate. Now 3-2. Starting the bottom of the third, Frisco was 5-up, 5-down before a first pitch base hit from Trey Hare. In the sixth spot, one batter later, Matt Watley with a two-run shot for the Riders in the second. Three balls, two strikes, a pitch. Strom laces one right back up the middle on a ground ball to Leyba. Second baseman throws to first, and it's in time for the first out.
Talked about Strom a lot, putting the ball in play well. That one was 107 off the bat. Another out that's hard hit from Strom. He just keeps getting really unlucky.
Worked a full count. As a matter of fact, Sandro Fabian did the same. Only nine pitches from the right-handed starter Bacher in the first inning, but Frisco got 17 out of them, only nine strikes in the second frame. Top of the order to Johnny Ornelas, the first pitch to him. He watches it into the zone at 94, taken for strike one in the fastball.
And how crazy is it that the Rough Riders have had a home run? They've had two balls hit over 107 off the bat, 107 and 113. The homer was only hit 96 miles an hour off the bat.
No balls and a strike to Ornelas. Fastball turnaround hard to short on a couple hops. Kaiser right there throws to first in time. 100 off the bat for Johnny Ornelas. And there's two outs.
That'll happen from time to time. Just got to keep putting the ball in play and hard contact. Chris, you were talking about last night. I don't think we've ever seen a pitcher look that on with the three straight strikeouts to Kevin Copps and then just have no idea where the strike zone is all of a sudden.
I mean, he came in and it didn't look like it was, you know, when he got Ezekiel Duran on three pitches for the second out, it was like, this is folding fast. He got the third strikeout, but it eked through the wickets. David Garcia took first base as the first pitch to J.P. Martinez misses inside, ball one. It was Chandler Siegel, who's not in the San Antonio lineup tonight. He was behind the plate. One got by him to the backstop, and Garcia aboard, and then hit by pitch, walk, hit by pitch. Copps done. 1-0. In the air, softly hit to left field. Howell backing up. Still going back to the wall. It's gone! 97 for JP. His seventh of the season. A tie. Frisco leads 3-2 in the bottom of the third. Boy, that just looked like it was flicked off the bat from Martinez. and it took Howell all the way to the track, into the wall, and it just kept flying.
There's that chain link fence above the wall in left field. The yellow line is below that chain link fence. It hit off the top of the wall, off the chain link fence for a home run. Second Riders homer today.
Ready, ready to Blaine Krim now. More two-out production by Frisco as the first pitch he sees is popped in the air. Straightaway center. Ruiz there for it, and he hauls it in for the final out. A two-out solo shot for J.P. Martinez. Gets his seventh long ball of the season, and Frisco able to reclaim the lead in the bottom of the third. We go to the fourth. Rough Riders in front 3-2 on Saturday night.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Mensch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Zach Kent back on the bump for Frisco as we start the fourth from Riders Field. Chris Jarrett and Zach Bigley with you in a 3-2 Rough Riders advantage to start the fourth. Zach Kent back on the mound, and the first pitch he sees popped over the net just to our right. Foul ball makes it 0-1. Bottom half of the order for Kent as he starts the fourth. 6-7-8 in Rodriguez, Ornelas, and Kaiser due up for San Antonio. 0-1. Down and away. One ball, one strike. Mission's got two runs in on three hits off Kent back in the third. He's looking for a cleaner frame. 1-1. Tapped right back to the net. Kent leaving the changeup high, and Rodriguez just got the bat on it. It's now 1-2. Kent just over 50 pitches used as he's through three. Looking to try and put the fourth behind him. Righty-righty matchup on Rodriguez. He's set. The 1-2 pitch. In the air. Well hit out to left field. Strom goes back. Looking up. And that ball's gone. 426 feet the distance off the bat of Yorman Rodriguez. And a solo shot ties our game back up at 3-3 on the top of the fourth. Now the sixth of the season for Rodriguez, and the first long ball by San Antonio tonight. Tirso Ornelas now standing in from the left side. A ton of action on the scoreboard to start this game. Yesterday was a bit of a breezer early on. Very minimal scoring. First pitch to Ornelas. Wave and a miss. Out in front of the fastball, 0-1. And then the game really slowed down as we got to the seventh. Kent's 0-1 pitch outside. Now one ball, one strike. For Frisco, five innings with just one hit. 1-1. Ground ball up the middle into center field, a base hit. Ornelas makes it two knocks in a row. Nobody out in the top of the fourth inning. Frisco getting action going in their bullpen. Bottom of the order on two trips through for Zach Kent, and the only base hit came from Corey Howell, and it started the third. But a solo homer from Rodriguez, now a base hit from Ornelas, sets up Connor Kaiser with nobody out and a runner at first base. Ready-ready matchup for Kent, the first pitch. In the air to center field. Martinez underneath it, now charging in. Ball dropping quickly. Martinez dives and makes a catch. Robs Kaiser of a base hit. Full extension towards the diamond, and JP hauls it in. Solo homer in the last half frame, and then laying it out. One gone in the fourth.
That's a great play. We've seen some big swings by Kaiser, and that was another one off the end of the bat. Martinez didn't get a good read off it initially, but he has excellent speed and the athleticism to make that diving catch. What a play.
Looked like he, and he's got some shade coverage and some sun out there in center field as well. Corey Howell standing in, but first a throw over to first. One gone in the top of the fourth. Already a run in on, now two hits for San Antonio. Martinez, as soon as it was off the bat, had to spot it, but knew he had to make up for some time after seeing it. Pitch, swing and a miss for strike one. We mentioned earlier, first trip to the plate for Howell came back to start out the third. Working on a 2-2 count. Picked up a base hit in his first at-bat. The nine batter working 0-1. Kent from the stretch comes home. Tapper foul and to the backstop. It's 0-2. That top of the order and Estiori Ruiz standing on deck. First two times to the plate, it's been first pitch action for the center fielder for San Antonio. And not sure if you can expect more of the same. He's given Zach Kent a quick result in his first two trips to the plate tonight. 0-2 from the right-hander. Swing and a tip into the glove of Watley for strike three. Got him for another strikeout. Make it four tonight for Kent, and there's two gone. Now here's Estiori Ruiz with a runner at first. First pitch to him is popped high in the air out to left. Strom jogging back to the wall and watches this one fly. 432 feet from Estiori Ruiz. And now San Antonio taking the lead on Saturday night. We go back and forth in scoring. He leads the missions with long balls this season. Give him seven. And Estiori Ruiz putting San Antonio in front.
That was a no-doubter.
More first pitch action.
Yeah. An absolute bomb. When you hit it up into those trees, that's a serious shot. 433, as you mentioned, that is no-doubter territory.
Connor Hollis now in from the right side. The first pitch. Pounds the zone at 95 for a taken strike one. He's two for two tonight. And looking to keep San Antonio in business in the fourth. 0-1. In the air to right center field. It looked like the curveball at 82 from Kent just sat out in the middle of the plate, and Hollis poked it into right field. Fourth hit of the inning for the Missions. They were held to one hit on their, I should say two hits on their first trip through the order. One hit through two frames. But then got hit number two as we started the third. Now make it four here in the fourth.
Hollis is now three for three, and he's hitting .474 in this series now. He has been really good.
So the fourth winds on for Kent and the Riders defensively. Domingo Leyba, the second baseman's next. He's 0 for 2 on the evening so far. 5 to 3 missions. Throw over to first. Grimm with the tag, but Hollis slides back in safe. San Antonio with a quick 8 hits up on the scoreboard. They had 16 through 9 last night. First pitch. And about a half steal by Hollis as he started to go and then stopped on the pitch home. It missed outside to Leyva, 1-0. Boy, 16 hits felt like a lot last night. San Antonio got 9 in their last two frames. The 1-0 toss. Runner now going for second. Swing and a miss. The throw down from Whatley in time. And Whatley with a home run and now frying Hollis at second on the night so far. A great throw for the third out in the fourth inning. Not before San Antonio brings in 3 on a pair of long balls. One from Yorman Rodriguez and the team best 9th of the season for Estiori Ruiz. That'll do it for the fourth inning. We go to the home half and a 5-3 San Antonio advantage on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadel and Ferguson Jenkins, Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Whataburger, how do you make something that's already fresh even fresher? By adding fresh new things, like crisp pico de gallo for a little kick, and creamy cilantro lime sauce for that extra whoa. And pepper jack cheese because, of course, all on top of 2 fresh beef patties or with chicken on a brioche bun. Whataburger's limited time pico de gallo burger and new pico de gallo chicken sandwiches. Good thing for fresh things. Good thing there's Whataburger.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
San Antonio and Frisco going back and forth, sharing the lead tonight. It's now Missions in front, 5-3. First pitch to Ezequiel Duran, a slow roller up the middle. Throw to first is a beat in time. Shortstop Kaiser charged in and made the tight play to first base to retire Duran on one pitch. And one gone in the bottom of the fourth. Quickly back in action where Lake Bacher is out for his fourth frame. Picked up his 10th out recorded tonight on the mound. It's been a long time back for Bacher. We mentioned coming into tonight, missed 2021 after no 2020 season. First pitch to Josh Stowers. Dots the zone, finding the lower outer edge at 83, and it's 0-1. Stowers in his first at bat, a ground out left side of the infield. 0-1 toss, and it's in there. Quickly 0-2 on Stowers. Bacher hadn't seen action since late August of 2019. Missed all of 2020 and then 2021. Was a fifth rounder in 2016. 0-2. Down and Stowers, did he hold up? He sure did. On the appeal up the first baseline. Steven Rios Jr. at first. Chris Presley Murphy behind the plate. And Mike Carroll up the line at third. So for Bacher coming back, certainly feels good to get back in the competitive swing of things. 1-2, down and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes, and it's been really good so far. Hasn't gotten a decision yet, win or loss, in his two outings. 7 innings total and 2 goes since May 15th. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Stowers. Just missed outside. Started 0-2 and now 3 tight misses of the zone for Bacher. And it's a full count on Stowers. No walks tonight. Only 1 strikeout for Bacher. Everything else has been put in play by Frisco at the plate. Righty-righty to Josh Stowers, the 3-2. High in the air in the infield. right side. Second baseman Leyva coming in, but he was being called off by Kaiser. Leyva hung in there and made the catch. Long at bat for Stowers, but it results in a pop out in the second out at the bottom of the fourth. Base is clear for Trey Hare. The stat that we looked at in the second was that the team that had scored first this week has won every game this week. And for the most part, if you score first, you're going to stand a good chance to win a ball game. Just getting runs going, your offense feels it early. Righty-lefty to Hare, the pitch home. Inside, it missed down low. Ball one. The Rough Riders got in the second inning. Two-out base hit on the first pitch to Hare, and then a two-run homer to Matt Watley, who's on deck. Not surprised if a first pitch missed to Hare. Here's the 1-0. Outside and just missing the zone. Two balls, no strikes. The third baseman, Hare, went through a heck of a power surge to have his numbers jump up a good amount. Got him in a much better spot after the Tulsa series, where he went deep three times in one game. 2-0. Popped in the air. This over towards third and drifting towards the Riders dugout. Hollis is deep in foul ground and made the catch on the extended track. Boyd thought that one would have just enough to sneak out, but it doesn't. And that brings us to a quick close in the bottom of the fourth inning. No runs, no hits for just a second time tonight for the Riders at the plate. San Antonio takes a 5-3 lead to the fifth. Next on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much. The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top half of the fifth inning, San Antonio carries a 5-3 advantage over the Rough Riders. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you. Zach Kent back out for his fifth inning of work. He's allowed 3 runs on 8 hits. Make it 5 runs on 8 hits so far against San Antonio. Domingo Leyva, the first man he faces, 3-hitter on the left side. Here's the one back in the pitch. Hard liner up over Krim at first base into right field down the line. Stowers cuts it off. Leyva a hard turnaround first, but he stops right there. It's a leadoff single here in the fifth inning. 9th hit already for San Antonio. That's now 36 hits over their last 22-plus innings, averaging well over 1.5 hits per inning. Over that stretch. That dates back to 3 games ago. Rough Riders get Seth Nordlund up and loosening in their bullpen. Pitch to Juan Fernandez is high, and it's 1 ball and no strikes to the catcher. 9 hits for San Antonio so far through 4-plus innings after 16 last night and 11 the night before. 1-0. In the air out to left field. This one falling quickly, and it drops in front of Strom for a base hit. 10 hits now for San Antonio. Whole lot of singles last night. Double and 2 home runs. Tonight, 2 home runs and the rest singles. No, 2 on, nobody out here in the top of the 5th inning. Thomas Malone bats now, who's 0 for 2, left-handed batter. He's had a heck of a time trying to figure out Zach Kent's curveball. From the stretch, Kent delivers. First pitch, bunted foul back behind home. That was on the slider from Kent. Kent looked really good early on in this one. Struck out 3 through 2 clean innings. He's ready from the stretch. And the 0-1. Outside, missed with the curve. 1-1. And he allowed 2 runs in the third and 3 in the fourth. He's ready from the stretch. The pitch. A drive into center right at J.P. Martinez. Backing up, reaches up, makes the catch. Leyba tags from second. He moves to third. And there are runners on the corners now with one out. Another hard struck ball against Kent. That one 105 off the bat on the line out to center. One away for Yorman Rodriguez, who homered his last time up. Rough Riders held to just 3 hits on their offensive side. A single and 2 home runs. 5-3 San Antonio. Runners on the edges, 1 out. Kent ready from the stretch. Right-hander kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. High fastball. 0-1. Rough Riders up the middle at double play depth. They'll give up the run for the 2 outs. Hopefully that'll end the inning. From the stretch. 0-1. Hit foul back behind home on a line up to the press box level. And it hits off the window just in front of our scorer's area. 0-2. Rodriguez, a 426-foot shot his last time up. Out beyond left field and up and over the Dr. Pepper patio. Very full Dr. Pepper patio tonight. Same with the whole ballpark. Really good crowd. Kent's ready from the stretch and the 0-2 on the way. In the air to left center field goes Martinez. Martinez makes a sliding catch. Leyba tags from third. He comes in to score. It's a sacrifice fly for Yorman Rodriguez. And it's now 6-3 San Antonio. Nice play by Martinez. That's the second good play he's made today. A diving catch earlier. This time a sliding catch for the sack fly. RBI for Rodriguez, his second today. 2 outs, Fernandez at first for Tirso Ornelas. First pitch, Ornelas watches a fastball down the heart of the plate for a strike, 0-1. 2 trips up, a walk and a single for the DH today. Right-hander ready from the stretch, he fires. Slips up high, 1-1. 6-3 San Antonio. 2 outs, runner at first. Kent issues in the 1-1. Fouled back into Watley's glove, 1-2. Hopefully Kent can finish off this inning. He's just at 76 pitches. Right-hander with his sign, he sets. 1-2. Swing and a miss, got him. Change up down low and inside. He strikes out Ornelas. It's his 5th strikeout, and he gets out of trouble here in the 5th. One run across, though, on 2 hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. 6-3 San Antonio as we go to the home half of the 5th on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Chill Events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Mason Fox out of the bullpen for San Antonio. He takes over in the fifth. Luke Bakker done after his four innings in his start, allowing three runs all earned on three hits. No walks and just one strikeout. Rough Riders hand him his worst start of the season out of three so far. And now they try to attack the bullpen, trailing 6-3. Matt Whatley leads it off. He homered his first time up, his first long ball of the season. Righty-righty. Fox from the stretch, the pitch. In the air out to right field. This one chasing Malone back and then settles up just shy of the warning track. Off to his right, he makes the catch. One pitch, one out for Fox. Sandro Fabian bats. Five in a row retired by San Antonio pitching after the solo home run from J.P. Martinez in the third. 6-3 San Antonio. Mason Fox, the 25-year-old. 6'2", 170. He fires in the first pitch. Dots the outer edge. 93-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 0-1. The Canton, North Carolina native went to Gardner-Webb in North Carolina. He fires on the outside edge for a strike, and it's 0-2. Fox, familiar with the Rough Riders. He had a tough season last year, and the Rough Riders a big reason why. Pitch home is hit right back up the middle. The second baseman, Leyva, backhands from the shortstop side of the second base bag, throws off balance, and gets Fabian for the second out. Two up, two down, and Kellen Strom makes his way in. Last year was San Antonio over 22 appearances, a near 11 ERA for Fox. Rough Riders actually walked off against Fox a couple times, but he's been much, much better this year. 3.55 ERA in 10 outings. Pitch to Strom. He drives it out to left field, and that drops in for a base hit. Strom, an aggressive turnaround first, but Howell gets it back in quickly from left. A base hit for Kellen Strom as he's hit the ball hard twice today. That one 109 off the bat. That's exactly what you wanted to see out of Kellen Strom. Johnny Ornelas bats now. Ornelas at the top of the order, 0-2 today. Rough Riders down 6-3. Fox from the stretch. He deals. High and inside. One ball, no strikes. Fox over his 10 outings, 12 and two-thirds innings, 11 strikeouts to 6 walks. The biggest change from last year to this year, though, limiting the hits. The 1-0 on the inside edge for a strike. 1-1. Hitting 351. Against him. This year, just 200. Massive difference. Throw over to first. Strom's back in with a step and a dive. Ornelas, a bit of a tough series for him. Just 1-for-12. The offering is off the outside corner, and it's 2-1. Trying to bounce back. Still hitting 346 this season. Top mark in the Texas League. 2-1. On the ground, right side. Leyva, the second baseman, has it. Slings sidearm onto first, and retires Ornelas for the final out of the fifth inning. Rough Riders, no runs, a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. They trail 6-3 as we go to the top half of the sixth inning here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field the winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions. Just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders dip into the bullpen for the first time today as we enter the top half of the sixth inning. Seth Nordlund takes over for Zach Kent. Nordlund, the right-hander, spells Kent after five innings for the Riders starter, allowing six runs, all earned on 10 hits. He only walked one and struck out five. First pitch home to Connor Kaiser, the shortstop. He takes a letter-high fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. 0-2 today for the shortstop, Kaiser. Nordlund kicks and fires. A drive into left field that drops in front of Kellen Strom for a base hit. Another hard-hit single by a San Antonio Missions player. The 11th hit of the night. Three consecutive nights with at least 11 hits. 11, 16, and 11. The hit totals for the Missions. They lead at 6-3. Corey Howe bats in the ninth spot now against the 24-year-old Nordlund. Pitch home. Sizzles outside. One ball, no strikes. Former 13th round pick out of Gateway Junior College. Nordlund looks in for his sign, shakes off the first. 1-0 toss. Just outside. 2-0. 2-1 record for Nordlund, a 3.58 ERA, making his 12th appearance for the Riders. 27 and two-thirds innings, 28 strikeouts to 9 walks. 2-0. It foul back behind home. Two balls, one strike. Corey Howell with a moonshot of a home run yesterday. Top 30 prospect in the Padres organization coming over from the Milwaukee Brewers. From the stretch, the 2-1. He shows bunt and fouls it back off Watley. And it's two balls, two strikes. Howell came up as a shortstop originally, and talk about an organization where he might have a chance to play shortstop in Milwaukee. You get traded over here where there's no chance he's playing shortstop. There's a guy named Fernando Tatis Jr. who's locked up for a while. 2-2. Grounder foul, third base side. Still two balls, two strikes. So how about the outfield? Well, in Milwaukee, there's no chance he's playing outfield. There's some pretty good outfielders for the Brew Crew, especially coming up in the minors. Garrett Mitchell, one of their top prospects. Well, come over here to the Padres system, and there's definitely some room in the outfield. 2 and 2 from the stretch. Nordlund's pitch. Check swing and a high fastball. He went around. Strike 3. First strikeout for Nordlund. One out. Top of the order for the dangerous Esteori Ruiz, who's homered twice in the series, including his last time up, a two-run shot. Esteori Ruiz, a guy who has 7 home runs, 32 steals, and by the way, he's hitting 340. A throw over to first. Kizer back in with a step and a dive. It almost doesn't seem fair. Combination of power and speed from the top of the order. Reminds you a lot of a right-handed hitting C.J. Abrams, who we saw last year come through San Antonio, now in the big leagues. The pitch misses high, and it's 1-0. One of the top 10 prospects in all of baseball. He's off to a tough start at the major league level, playing shortstop, but he'll get there. Very talented. Nordlund, the 1-0. On the outside corner for his strike, 1-1. San Antonio 6, Frisco 3. Top of the 6th inning. 1 out, runner at first. Nordlund kicks in the 1-1. Chopper foul, third base side. 1-2. Ruiz in the series now. 6-for-17 with the 2 homers and a double. That's a cool 253 average. Kellen Strom, the Riders left fielder, had to go grab that foul ball and toss it into the stands. 1-2 from Nordlund. Inside and misses. 2-2. Time called as the ball got loose off the in-touch home run terrace. Kellen Strom stays busy. He has to go grab it and toss it up. Doing more shagging of balls that are getting loose in the outfield than actual plays defensively so far today. 2-2 to Ruiz. Nordlund lets it go. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Slider off the outside corner, strike 3. Back-to-back Ks for Seth Nordlund, and Connor Hollis makes his way in now. Nordlund elevated the slider, but Ruiz cut through it. And time called. Matt Watley goes out and has a chat about Connor Hollis as they're trying to figure out how to get him out. He's 3-for-3 today with 3 singles. He's hitting almost .500 in the series so far, and Jared Gettert says, well, Seth Nordlund, you're not going to be the one who tries to get him out. He's going to go down to the bullpen and get Jose Leclerc, the Major League rehabber, who is warming up. Gettert made the motion. He takes the ball from Seth Nordlund for Seth. 6-3, San Antonio, top of the 6th inning. Mid-inning pitching change. We'll step aside from Riders Field and the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike 3 called. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, fans. Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Riders Field, it's 6-3 San Antonio out in front of the Rough Riders, and Jose Leclerc, the Major League rehabber, out of the bullpen for Frisco. First pitch to Connor Hollis is a fastball at 95, low and away. One ball, no strikes. Connor Hollis, three hits tonight, three singles, nine hits in the... He deals. Fastball cut on and missed at 96, and it's 1-1. Leclerc making his second rehab appearance with the Rough Riders. He readies from the stretch. The pitch. Slow roller out to third. Hare has it. Fields throws onto first and gets Hollis for the final out of the sixth inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, one runner left on. Jose Leclerc just needs three pitches to retire Connor Hollis. And we go to the bottom half of the sixth. Rough Riders trailing 6-3. They'll have 2-3-4 due up when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Carpet Tech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the sixth in Riders Field, 6-3 San Antonio out of Frisco, out in front of Frisco here in the fifth game of the six-game series. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you. J.P. Martinez, last time up was a home run. Just to get things started here in the sixth inning against Mason Fox in his second inning of work for San Antonio. First pitch, breaking ball, slips inside, one ball, no strikes. Seventh home run of the season for J.P. Martinez, going the opposite way. From the stretch, Fox delivers home. Foul back into the glove of Fernandez, in and out of it. 1-1.
It was crushed off the bat. You knew it as soon as you saw it.
Home run just over the wall. Just barely. 1-1. Foul back. 1-2. Remember, Martinez just hit five homers last year in over 80 games. Seven home runs already this year in just over 30. Home run power showing up for Martinez. It's what we saw 2 years, or I should say 3 years ago. The pitch, high and inside. Two balls, two strikes. But 2 seasons ago, back in 2019, when he spent a majority of the year in high A with Down East, He hit 14 homers, also swiped 28 bags. 2-2. Chopper foul into the San Antonio dugout and on the right side. It's still 2 balls, 2 strikes. It's more what we expected to see coming into the year last year. A 723 OPS, though. This season, an over 900 OPS. 2-2. Down low in the dirt. Inside. Count fills up at 3-2. Starting things off in the sixth. 6-3, San Antonio leads it over the Rough Riders. Lead for Martinez. It's been awesome to see. Payoff pitch. He breaks his bat. Grounds it foul right side. And it's still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Off to get a new stick. Tells the bat boy which bat he wants. As his new weapon. He's ready to go. He's also stolen 12 bases this year. Right-hander Fox from the stretch. Pitch home. High and inside, ball four. Didn't need the bat after all. Leadoff walk for J.P. Martinez, and Blaine Krim makes his way to the plate. Riders trailing 6-3. Krim 0 for 2 today with a couple flyouts. Fox pins the ball behind his back, looks in for his sign. Right-hander from the stretch, he delivers home. Runner takes off, pitches outside, throw to second. Not in time. Martinez swipes his 13th bag of the year. He's in scoring position for Krim. Blaine Krim, hot as a pistol right now, but he had a really tough stretch earlier on in the season. Especially in late April. The pitch takes low and outside. It's 2 balls, no strikes. Really the biggest thing for him was he was taking the game home with him after it was all said and done. He'd go home and just want to talk about baseball. Just want to talk about his at-bats, how he was struggling from the stretch. 2-0 pitch his way. Slips up high, and it's 3-0. One of the mental skills coordinators for the Rangers sat down and had a chat with him, and who was having the very same issues. So what he started doing is after the game, he would sit down, 3-0, hit the air out to left field, base hit. Martinez up to third. He gets the stop sign. And runners on the corners, nobody out for the Rough Riders. Line drive single for Blaine Krim through the left side. He picks up a hit on a 3-0 pitch. And Ezekiel Duran bats now. That brings Pete Zamora out of the dugout. And he's going to go have a chat with Mason Fox. Well, so what Jim Thome would do is after the game, he would sit down in the clubhouse and he'd write down all his positives and negatives from that game, what he'd want to work on. And then he'd take that with him. And as he left the clubhouse, he would ball it up and throw that piece of paper away. And that was symbolic of him leaving everything at the field, and he wouldn't think about baseball the rest of the night. And so Krim started to embody that. He started to leave everything at the field. He realized that he only gets a couple hours every night with his wife. And so why would he spend that talking about baseball? He wants to enjoy his time with his wife. And that has been all the difference in May. 8 home runs in May, hitting just shy of 400. Ezekiel Duran in from the right side. First pitch. High and outside. 1 ball, no strikes. 6-3 San Antonio. We're in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Runners on the corners. Tying run at the plate. Fox ready from the stretch. First base side of the rubber. The right-hander kicks and deals. On the outside corner with a breaking ball for a strike. We're even at 1-1.
Start doing that on the way out the broadcast booth every night. That's awesome just to hear the perspectives and just the small games away from the field and how guys deal with baseball every single day in the summer.
1-1. Inside corner, fastball for a strike, 1-2. It's such a hard game mentally, and there are so many games over the course of the summer. Sometimes the smallest tweaks in your mental game can make all the difference. From the stretch, 1-2. Picked by Leyba to his left. Flicks on to second for one. On to first. And they got him for the double play. A run comes in to score, and it's a two-run game now. Rough Riders trail. But that ball was scalded at 109 off the bat. Right at Leyba to his left. He made a short hop kick. And got it over to Kaiser at shortstop, cutting across the bag. And he was able to turn two. So no RBI for Ezekiel Duran, as he's hit the ball extremely hard today. Nothing to show for it. Krim eliminated at second. Two outs for Josh Stowers. Base is clear. One run in. It's 6-4 San Antonio. The pitch. Up high. Fastball misses. One ball, no strikes.
Yeah, and remember he had 113 earlier tonight. That one not too far off. Just a pair of really hard hit baseballs and nothing.
1-0 is high. Two balls, no strikes. That is not how month of May has gone for Duran. He has been really good. He continues to swing the bat well, just no hits tonight. 2-0. Outside edge with a breaking ball for a strike. 2-1. Riders cut into the deficit just slightly with a run here in the sixth. Stowers 0-2 tonight. 2-1. Another breaking ball. Settles on the upper edge, inside corner, and the count's even at 2-2. Stowers a ground out and a pop out in his two trips. 2-2 home. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a breaking ball in the dirt off the outside corner. Fernandez grabs it. Ushers Stowers out of the batter's circle. And that's a strikeout for out number three here in the sixth. The promising start to the inning. One run across on one hit. No errors and nobody left on base. Rough Riders trail 6-4 to the top of the seventh. Chris Jarrett back on the play-by-play. We come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from a step, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Let's take a look at what's happening this week at Riders Field. On Wednesday, Hall of Famer Fergie Jenkins is in town for Texas Baseball Legends. Thirsty Thursday is another Blue Norther hard seltzer rowdy at the river, as well as Salute to Supply Chain Night. Then, Los Quesos Frisco take the field on Friday with postgame fireworks. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night is on Skylit Saturday as the Riders take the field in special Marvel-themed uniforms. Sunday closes a busy week with Kids Sunday Fun Day, as well as Bark in the Park Night.
At the wall, it's gone! And the Rough Riders have a 2-0 lead.
Find more information on the promos page at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Major League rehabber Jose Leclerc back out for the Rough Riders as we start the seventh on Saturday night. Frisco with a run across in the bottom of the sixth. It's 6-4 San Antonio at Riders Field. Lights on and a light blue sky as we continue to push on into the evening. 8:21 in Frisco. Leclerc faces Domingo Leyba. First pitch is in there, taken for strike one. Missions with 3-4-5 to the dish in the seventh. They scored all 6 of their runs in a 3-inning span. 0-1. Missing down and in. 1-1 to Leyba. He's 1-for-3 in the fifth inning. He came in to score on the sac fly from Yorman Rodriguez. 1-1. Wave and a miss. Out in front of it at 82 and 1-2. Leyba, Fernandez, Malone due up for San Antonio. They scored 2 in the third. 3 in the fourth, and then 1 more on Zach Kent in the fifth before he exited with 5 innings, 10 hits, 6 runs he allowed. 1-2. poked in the air up the third baseline, drifting foul towards the bullpen and into the seats. We'll do the 1-2 over again. Then three more in the fourth on a pair of long balls. Solo shot from Rodriguez. And then Esteori Ruiz with his team best seventh at the time. A 2-0 Frisco lead, then 2-2 tie, then 3-2 Riders. Then 5-3 missions. 1-2 in the air to center field on a little lazy line drive, and it drops in for a base hit. Domingo Leyba fought on a 1-2 count. Fought one off and now leads the seventh off with a base hit. Leyba started 0-for-2 tonight, but back-to-back base hits, and he's in business. San Antonio with a base runner and nobody out as Juan Fernandez to the plate. Catcher tonight is 2-for-3. Throw to first from Leclerc, and it's not in time. Krim with the tag as the second baseman Leyba sliding back in. Had a good question asked to me today. You're starting to get to the point of the season where summer sports, first pitch, misses outside. One ball, no strikes. College sports really starting to get in the upswing. NCAA softballs and super regionals right now, that is on ESPN networks basically from sunup till sundown. 1-0. In the air, hard hit out to right field. And Stowers won't even give it chase. It's into the seats, 1-1. Sun up till sun down. College baseball as well. Air regionals and then the super regionals. And had a really good question asked of why baseball fields have grass in the infield. 1-1. Chopper left side of the infield. Hare gloves it. Throws to second for one. Down to first. Not in time. And the catcher, Fernandez, beats out the 5-4-3 double play. Frisco does cut down the leadoff man, Leyba, at second. One gone on the fielder's choice to Fernandez. Here comes Thomas Malone. But the question was, why is it an altered infield for softball and grass for baseballs? I didn't know this. Did you know this?
I don't.
So, and it makes a lot of sense once you kind of think about it a little bit, but has everything to do with basically the makeup of both of the games and how similar they are, but at the same time, how different they are. First pitch to Thomas Malone from Jose Leclerc, misses down and in ball one.
Can I make a guess?
Absolutely.
Does it have to do with the speed of the ball on grass versus dirt?
That's
how
everything.
How small the diamond is?
Yeah, that's everything.
Yeah.
So, 1-0. Down and blocked by Watley behind the plate. Two balls, no strikes to Malone. One gone in the seventh. Missions in front by a pair, 6-4. Thought at first maybe just the practicality of having a small like patch of grass with how small an infield is and not that big compared to a baseball diamond, but that's everything to do with it. Bats, I should say softballs off the bat, are a lot slower depending on the contact and whatnot, but they seem hotter. It's because of the dirt. Two balls, no strikes from Leclerc to the plate. Thought about from Malone, but he goes around on a half cut, and it's now 2-1. And so off the ground, balls fly off the diamond in softball. It's because there's nothing to cushion the bounce. If they had grass, most things would die right in the infield, even with a more narrow playing surface. 2-1 poked foul up the third base side, and it's now 2-2.
Think about how many infield base hits there'd be. It'd be really hard to make an out on a ground ball.
Absolutely. And so that's why you see a little bit more safety precautions in softball, more face masks. It's a bigger ball. Leclerc sets from the right side. The 2-2 pitch. Goes around for strike three. Chris Presley Murphy rings up Thomas Malone, who thought he held up. But it's the first strikeout for Jose Leclerc, and there's two gone in the seventh.
I've always thought softball is interesting because if you watch it consistently, you'll notice it's way different than the game of baseball where ground ball to a baseball infielder, you'll see a couple crow hops, then they'll throw it across on a routine grounder.
It's so
fast.
You
really have to get it out of your glove quickly in softball.
Everything seems like it's by a half step or less.
It's on exciting.
Anything in the infield.
Yeah.
First pitch to Yorman Rodriguez. That's in there outside corner at 96 on the heater from Leclerc, 0-1.
And with softball being on, if you've never watched college softball, you got to give it a watch.
Well,
it is so much fun.
You watch half a game and you're like, why don't I do this more? This is so exciting. 0-1 in the air down the left field line, and it just tucks fair. Fernandez around second. The catcher motoring towards third as Strom tries to dig it out. He relays it back in, and it's a two-out double from Yorman Rodriguez. He's got six total bags tonight. Fernandez down to third and now two in scoring position with two outs for Tirso Ornelas. It's action that got started quickly with regionals last week and now super regionals in full swing at the college level. We mentioned all conference baseball tournaments being drawn up and played out right now. So still seedings not completely official. Teams fighting for their fate in the conference tournaments this week. First pitch to Ornelas. Down on the outside edge, taken for strike one at 96. Fastball's worked well for the right-hander Leclerc. Major league rehabber for the Rangers that they've long awaited his clean return. 0-1. Chopper right side towards second. Duran eats it up. He calmly throws to first. And there's the third out. He squandered by the Riders defense. Two hits bring in no runs for San Antonio. And the Rough Riders keeping this a two-run ball game. We've arrived to the seventh inning stretch at Riders Field. Missions in front on Saturday. 6-4 our score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco facing their first left-hander of the night. San Antonio with Tom Cosgrove out on the mound to begin action in the bottom of the seventh. San Antonio 6, Frisco 4. Tasked with putting an end to this mini two-game skid against the red-hot offensive team in San Antonio. Tom Cosgrove on the bump. We've seen him in an absolute flash already this week. Lefty-lefty on Hare, the first pitch. Popped in the air. This up the third baseline, a small amount. Fernandez, the catcher, called off by Hollis, and he makes a catch. Tough way to start the seventh. Frisco with 6-7-8 of Hare, Watley, Fabian. And Hare pops out on the first pitch he sees. Here's Matt Watley. Cosgrove from Staten Island, New York. And played his ball in the city at Manhattan. Taken by the Padres in round 12. First pitch. Watley watches it. Right in the middle of the zone, taken for strike one. 2017 draft by the Padres, and he's off to a 4-0 start this season. All of them coming out of the pen. 0-1 to Watley. Chopper foul right to the right of Jared Gettert, Frisco third base coach and manager. It kicked off the wall, and some youngsters need some assistance in the front row. Oh, and he goes right over their head. Eat your heart out.
Jared Gettert making some enemies in the front row.
Nothing is free. 0-2. Self-defense swing by Watley on a pitch that ran in on him for strike three. Dropped in the dirt, and Fernandez throws to first for the second out. I think he sold it, too. I think he kind of held it and probably looked at him for a little bit and then just went right over their head.
I think it was last week that he pump-faked and then tossed it in the dugout, which is, come on.
The designated hitters 0-2 for the Riders tonight. Cosgrove, two down quickly in the first pitch at 92 on the sharp heater, down and in for strike one. Cosgrove in the ballgame two nights ago on the 26th. Did not throw a pitch. 0-1. Fabian wears the second strike on, looked like the slider slowly creeping in from the left side, and it's 0-2. O2 to Fabian. Breaks his bat and shatters it up the third baseline as the ball is blasted foul. Look out, Connor Hollis. He walks over and just observes at what's left of the bat of Sandro Fabian and hands it off to Jared Gettert. That's about 85% of the bat in Gettert's hands right now.
What about
Fabian gets a new one?
Went about 120 feet down the third baseline.
I don't know how that ball went. I mean, it must have popped off the bat as it shattered. Boy, left with a toothpick. Some fire starter for Sandro Fabian, and it's now 0-2. Cosgrove again, the pitch home. Just missing at 79. And it's now one ball, two strikes. Frisco trailing by two in the seventh. Late production by San Antonio has gotten them off to a strong start in the series. 1-2 in the air, over the net, and just to our right. Oh, boy, that almost was a loud thud off the awning in front of us, but it's ducked underneath to the second row. Still 1-2. Great turnout tonight at Riders Field of 7,301, the third largest of the season on a Saturday night in May. 1-2 outside on the heater at 93, two balls, two strikes. Jack Leiter tallied that most on the second game of the season. And then an education day on an 11 pre-8,000. 2-2 outside. Three balls, two strikes. That was welcoming you back from a road trip to Tulsa and to start the 12-game homestand, which is now quickly drawing to a close.
Feels about 2 years ago.
11:06 start time of almost 8,800. 2-2. Long fly ball out to left field. Howell going back, looking up. That ball's way out of here. Sandro Fabian dials up his fifth of the season to get a run back for Frisco. It's 6-5 missions in the seventh. On the fifth of the season for Sandro Fabian, he leaned into it. You take away the double play ball, or if you count it or not, every run tonight by the Rough Riders has been scored with two outs, and that right there continues the streak. And it continues for the bottom of the order, and Kellen Strom now in as Tom Cosgrove giving up the solo homer with two outs. The first pitch way outside for ball one. Just his second allowed of the month of May and his third given up this season. Cosgrove hadn't allowed a long ball since May 8th.
That was with the new bat for Fabian, too.
Next toss to Strom, just missing outside. Now two balls, no strikes. Yeah, go get a fresh one. That was all the difference on a pitch that looked like it was just in front of the plate, but Fabian went down and got it. 2-0. In the air to right center field, dropping quickly with Ruiz on the move, and it's in there for a two-out base hit. Multi-hit night for Kellen Strom. He's 2-for-3 on the evening. And turns the lineup card back to the top of the order. Johnny Ornelas is next. Just got the heater down the middle of the zone. And a flare shot out to right field. That's Cosgrove starting the at-bat 2-0 to Strom, and then knew he'd get a good one right down the meat of the zone. Poked it to right. Righty-lefty matchup for Ornelas. First pitch. Down and inside as it kicks his right foot away from the box, 1-0. Everything on the ground for Ornelas has been in the infield tonight. 0-3 on a ground out to third, short, and fourth in the first, third, and fifth inning. Strom at first base. The 1-0 toss. Straightened up the slider, and it's in there. One ball, one strike. No stolen bags for Kellen Strom. This year's hard to believe. Not hard to believe that he won't be on the move with the left-hander Cosgrove closely watching him at first base. One ball, one strike, two gone. And a throwback to first as Strom is in there. Frisco having to win tonight to try and salvage the six-game series. They've lost three of the first four played this week at Riders Field. San Antonio, after we were washed out on Tuesday, took the first game on Wednesday. Frisco answered in game two. One ball, one strike. Inside, it almost hit Ornelas as he got out of the way of it. Again, just backpedaled from the right side, and it's two balls and a strike. Thursday night and Friday night, both belonging to San Antonio. As Zach mentioned earlier, huge offensive efforts in those two nights combined of 27 hits. They've got 13 tonight in the bottom of the seventh. 2-1. Poked up the first base side and a screaming liner towards the concourse. Evens the count up, two balls, two strikes. What a shot of momentum this could be if Ornelas can find the outfield and get Strom moving from first base. Ornelas with a 340 average on the season. Two balls, two strikes, and a throwback to first base. And so Cosgrove all out of moves over to that bag, and Strom at first might be in a good spot with two outs. On Ornelas. Break-even pitch. Strom going to second. Pulled down the third baseline, just foul. That would have tied our game in the seventh. Instead, Strom heading back to first and will do the 2-2 over. Cosgrove taking a minute to reset on the left side. He has moved over to first twice, which is his limit. Working on Ornelas, two balls, two strikes. The pitch home. High and outside for ball three. And a full count to Ornelas. Strom will certainly be on the move to second on the next pitch. J.P. Martinez has gone deep tonight. He awaits on deck. Can he see an at-bat in the seventh inning in a 6-5 Frisco deficit? The payoff pitch. Down and in for ball four. A huge two-out walk drawn by Johnny Ornelas. And the third consecutive rider to produce. Solo homer for Fabian, base hit from Strom, and now a walk to Ornelas brings up J.P. Martinez with two on and two out. Bigger storyline tonight is that first place on the South is at stake. Both teams at 23 and 20 entering tonight. Lefty-lefty for Cosgrove on Martinez, the first pitch. It hits J.P., and that'll load the bases with two outs in the seventh for Mr. Blaine Krim. But it won't be Tom Cosgrove that Krim faces. Pete Zamora out, and he'll take the ball from the lefty reliever. And the bottom of the seventh. New man coming in and will inherit the bases loaded. We'll tell you who it is on the other end of this pitching change on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field. Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run. Let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
With love.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
With the love.
New man in for San Antonio is the right-hander, Denelson Lamet. He'll inherit the bases full with two gone in the bottom of the seventh. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you. We saw Lamet earlier this week. Two innings of work, five strikeouts. Those figures you see on stream is to begin this series not long ago. He'll come in a really tough spot facing Blaine Curran with the bases full. Tying runs at third, go-ahead run at second with two gone in the seventh.
Talking with Blaine Curran earlier today, he said it's kind of crazy when you look over on the other side and there's four guys with big league experience on either the bullpen or the starting staff for San Antonio, and he mentioned Lamet being really, really good. So this is a fun matchup with the bases loaded.
Curran ready from the right side. First pitch to him. Swing and a miss for strike one. Lamet pitching for the Padres against the Cubs earlier this month. Now rehabbing in San Antonio. 0-1 toss. Down and away at 91. One ball, one strike. Strom started this two-out rally with a base hit. Johnny Ornelas walked. He's at second. J.P. Martinez hit by the last pitch from Tom Cosgrove tonight. And it brings in the right-hander, Denelson Lamet. 1-1 pitch. Down and away. Squeaks away from Fernandez. Strom in from third, and we're tied in the seventh.
What a gutsy read from Kellen Strom. That ball didn't get more than 10 feet behind the catcher, Fernandez. He turned the wrong way, though. It went off to his left. He turned to his right. Strom read that immediately. With his speed, he came in to score standing.
How much of a better spot does that put Blaine Curran in now with the tying run in and the damage that you can do to give Frisco the lead in a 6-6 ball game? Righty-righty, 2-1 the count. Lamet fires home. In the air to left field, right at Howell, over his head and off the wall. Ornelison from third. Martinez scores as well. Curran brings them both in on a two-run double with two outs in the seventh. 8-6 Frisco.
There's that damage. Got a hanging breaking ball in the middle of the plate and punctured it over the head of Corey Howell and left, who went off to his left instead of going back. It just went over his glove, and that's what Curran can do. His 10th double of the season, give him 34 RBIs.
Oh, you thought it was right at him. So hard off the bat from Curran at 109 that Howell hardly stood a chance. Here's Ezekiel Duran now with a runner in scoring position. First pitch is down the third baseline. It's fair. Curran, an easy turn at third. Duran legging it to second, and he's in there standing. Back-to-back doubles for Frisco, and it's a 9-6 lead in the seventh. And for Ezekiel Duran, the tallies continue, his 19th double on the season.
Most in minor league baseball. Another two-bagger for him. And boy, you love to see this out of the Riders dugout. We've talked about how the clubhouse has been a little bit down. These tough losses the last few days, they're fired up.
Jumps on the first pitch. They get back-to-back run scoring doubles for the middle of the order. Josh Stowers drives one high in the air to center. Ruiz drifting to his right, underneath it, and makes the catch. Wow, what an inning. Five runs in for the Rough Riders. They trailed it 6-4 entering the stretch. And they lead it going to the eighth inning, 9-6 over San Antonio on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call. This one's over.
Let's ride.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A little Ornelas.
Let's ride!
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Crowd of over 7,000 at Riders Field making some noise in the home half of the seventh, where the Rough Riders bring in five and they ride a 9-6 lead into the eighth. Ty Tiedemann in the ballgame for Frisco. He'll relieve the major league rehabber Jose Leclerc. And it's now Ty Tiedemann's ball game as we start the eighth inning. 8-9-1 for San Antonio to start the eighth. First pitch, just missing down and in. One ball and no strike. Tiedemann a 5.56 earned run average this season. Righty-righty matchup on Connor Kaiser, the 1-0. It's outside. Two balls, no strikes. All five runs brought in with two outs. Four pitches from Cosgrove. Trey Hare popped out. Matt Watley went down swinging. 2-0. That's in there. Taken at 91 for a called strike on Kaiser. Fresh underway in the eighth inning and a 9-6 Frisco lead. Then Sandro Fabian solo homer. Kellen Strom base hit. 3-0. Breaks the bat up the third baseline. A slow roller to Hare. He'll fire across the diamond in time. And gets Kaiser for the first out. One gone in the eighth, 9-6 Rough Riders. So turn the lineup to the top, Strom at first. Johnny Ornelas walked, put second and first, and then the final pitch from Cosgrove was off the back of J.P. Martinez. Loaded the bases for Denelson Lamet. And then the Riders got busy. First pitch to the bottom of the order, Corey Howell wears strike one from Tiedemann. No balls in a strike with one gone in the eighth. Blaine Krim, two-run double, 0-1. In the air out to right field. Hit right at Stowers as he'll now charge into his right. And make Tiedemann in good shape. Six pitches, two outs to the bottom of the order. Now here's Esteori Ruiz. Wild pitch that got away from the catcher, Fernandez. It allowed Strom to score before the Krim double. Both runners advance, second and third in a tie game. Then Krim laced one over the left fielder Howell's head and left. bounced off the wall and scored both runs. First pitch to Ruiz. Tight inside, and it hit him. He tried to pull his hands back, but you could hear a little bit of a skip. But Matt Watley now talking with Chris Presley Murphy, our plate umpire. He was pointing and nodding up the first baseline, maybe wondering if Steven Rios Jr. heard the same thing. Still talking with Presley Murphy. Not the guy you want to put aboard in Esteori Ruiz. So we'll get another look on stream. He started to turn. Watley got his glove up there. And the replay showed Ruiz shaking his left hand. So if it skipped off anything, it was his left fingers on the bat. He continues to strip down the protective gear and leave it at the plate. He'll be at first with two outs. And Watley now having a word with Tiedemann on the mound. 32 swipe bags for Ruiz. That's why you don't want to have him aboard. He had the two-run homer in the fourth inning. 6-1 San Antonio lead into the sixth. A 6-3 lead. Frisco got one in the sixth inning to make it 6-4 before 5 in the seventh. So Ruiz ready at first base after the injury delay. Now righty-righty to Connor Hollis. Tiedemann comes set. Kicks and throws. That's in there. Taken for strike one as Ruiz had a fake go from first base. Started about two steps and then stopped. No balls and a strike to Hollis. 3-for-4 on the night as Tiedemann throws to first and Ruiz slides in safe. Top three on the card of Ruiz, Hollis, and Leyba combining for 6 hits. 5 of those single. The only extra bagger was a two-run shot from Ruiz. That was back in the fourth. First pitch to Hollis. Ruiz now down to second, and it popped out of the hand of Watley. Ruiz able to swipe his 33rd bag of the season, and now in scoring position with two outs. What a threat that poses with Ruiz and Hollis at the top of the order like that. Ruiz, the on-base percentage of a 478, and then Hollis not far behind in a 932 OPS. 1-0 misses outside. 2 balls, no strikes to the third baseman, Hollis. He was the first and lone batter faced by Jose Leclerc in the sixth inning. Big lead for Ruiz at second. He was wildly dancing off second, got 2-3 big strides. And Tiedemann gave a glance over his right shoulder and watched him back to the bag. It's still 2-0. 9-6 Frisco in the eighth inning. Approaching 9 o'clock. The 2-0. In the air opposite way up the first baseline. Stower is charging in, and it fades just in front of the wall in foul ground. 2-1. Hung in the air for a long time, but fortunately tailed its way off the extended track. Ruiz heading back to second base. 2 balls, 1 strike for Ty Tiedemann. Got Connor Kaiser to begin the inning with a ground ball towards Hare at third. Corey Cowell lifted one to right. Hit Esteori Ruiz on the first pitch, and now here's Hollis, 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Big time strikeout for Ty Tiedemann. Strands Ruiz at second, and it puts Frisco back to the plate. We're headed to the bottom of the eighth inning. Rough Riders in front on Saturday night. 9-6 our score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Lil' Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's talking about it.
on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Just the way the Rough Riders started the bottom of the seventh, Trey Hare standing in from the left side. 9-6 Frisco. First pitch to Hare is a wave and a miss for strike one. Rough Riders sent nine to the dish in the bottom of the seventh. Five runs in on six hits, all with two outs. 0-1. It misses down and away to Hare. One ball and one strike. And it was a really quick start to the inning for San Antonio. Tom Cosgrove, two outs and four pitches. 1-1's poked in the air up a third baseline and foul. It's now 1-2. So Hare popped up in the infield. Watley done on three pitches. Then Sandro Fabian started an at-bat 0-2. Lamet comes home. 1-2 is sent back the other way in center field. Ruiz drifting in and makes the catch. One gone in the bottom of the eighth. Eight-pitch at-bat to Sandro Fabian that resulted in a solo home run. Then Kellen Strom, a base hit. He represented the tying run. Just one back from Fabian with two outs made you feel good. It was one in the sixth and then one in the seventh. But Fabian aboard, Johnny Ornelas walked. J.P. Martinez hit by a pitch to load him up. That would do it for Cosgrove and enter Denelson Lamet. First pitch to Matt Watley's a wave and a miss, strike one. So during the Crim at bat, second pitch scooted away from home plate. Fernandez couldn't find it. Strom scored. We were tied. 0-1 pitch. Drops in there at 89. Watley now down in the count. No balls, two strikes, one gone in the eighth. Frisco in front by three, despite being out hit by the Mission's 13-9 tonight. Clean, errorless ball game to this point. Lamet's 0-2 pitch. Fly ball out to left. Howell going back, looking up, it's gone! Two long balls on the night for Matt Watley. 10-6 Frisco in the eighth.
On an 0-2 pitch nonetheless. Got one belt high in the middle of the plate and gave it a ride. How about Matt Watley? Boy, did he need this.
What a return. He had been out of the Frisco lineup. And now the first pitch to Sandro Fabian misses low, ball one. Bottom of the order has produced for the Rough Riders tonight, 1-0. Wave and a miss from Fabian. He's gone deep. And it's one ball and one strike. The 1-1 pitch, wave and a miss. And now it's 1-2. Watley's gone deep now twice. Trey Hare with a base hit, he scored in the second. Fabian's gone deep. Strom with the base hit and scored in the seventh. 1-2, a chopper up third, right at Hollis. And he makes a tough throw to first, got him. It took a nasty bounce on the third baseman, Hollis, but he just got his glove on it. Wasn't in a good stance, so had to burn some time to gather and throw across the diamond to Rodriguez. It was just in time on Fabian, and it was two gone. Kellen Strom now with the bases clear, two outs. Mark it the second multi-homer game for Matt Watley. He did it last year, and guess that ballpark. It was Amarillo. First pitch to Kellen Strom. Missing low, ball one.
Was that supposed to be
thought you would bite on that, yeah.
It wouldn't have counted. I knew, so that's not really
fair. Yeah, you were here for it. Denelson Lamet has given up damage tonight. The first long ball he's allowed. 1-0. Drops in on Strom. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. Two gone in the bottom of the eighth. Rough Riders with 7 of their 10 runs scored in the last three innings. Should say 2 2/3. Strom the 1-1. Right back up the middle and into center base hit. Three hits for Kellen Strom on the night. And again, turns the lineup back to the top with two outs. Every at-bat for Kellen Strom tonight has been with two outs, except for when he led the third off with a ground out. Base hit in the fifth. Base is clear for Strom in the seventh with two outs. And then now here in the eighth. Top of the order for Johnny Ornelas. Strom at first base. He's got a good lead. First pitch from Lamet. Fastball low and stopped by Fernandez. Ball one. Five minutes past the top of the 9 o'clock hour. A ball game that has taken 2.5 hours. San Antonio with three outs remaining, and the deficit has gotten bigger. 1-0 toss. Back up the middle. Off the wrist of Lamet. Alive in the infield, and Ornelas is safe. It skipped off the flashing glove of Denelson Lamet. He tried to reach down and grab it, and it skipped right off of his wrist. Right off the tip of his glove, it looked like. Died in the soft spot to the left of the mound from our vantage point. And now both runners are safe with Strom to second. Here comes J.P. Martinez. Boy, does this remind you of what we just seen, what we had just seen in the seventh inning. Infield single for Ornelas brings up Martinez. Lefty-righty, the first pitch to him. Poked towards second. Leyba down to a knee, scoops it up and throws to first. And that'll do it. Not as exciting, but more two-out production by the Rough Riders. Ends with a solo homer from Matt Watley, his second of the night. Kellen Strom riding a 3-for-4 game in the bottom of the order has been huge for Frisco. Four-run cushion to our final frame. Missions down to their final three outs. We go to the ninth next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.
Struck him out, Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the ninth inning, and what a ball game this has been from Riders Field in front of over 7,000 in Frisco, Texas. The Riders lead 10-6. They trailed 6-3 at one point, and if they hang on to this four-run lead, it would be the biggest comeback win of the season for the Rough Riders. Ty Tiemann faces Domingo Leyba to start things off in the top of the ninth inning. First pitch, outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders, 10 runs on 12 hits, no errors. San Antonio, 6 runs on 13 hits, no errors today. Tiedemann, the 0-1. Just misses outside with the slider, and it's one ball and one strike. Tiedemann allowing just one base runner in his first inning of work. Back in the 8th. 1-1. Dips low off the outside corner, and it's two balls, one strike. Wonderful crowd on hand. Sticking around for post-game fireworks on Skylit Saturday. Tiedemann ready. 2-1. Hard line drive into right field for a base hit. Leyba singles to start things off in the 9th inning. And Juan Fernandez bats now. 10-6 Rough Riders. Big night for Matt Watley. 3 RBIs, 2 home runs, his second career minor league 2-homer game. Rough Riders overall cracking 4 home runs. And they continue their power surge. The pitch home. Chopper, third base side, hair charges, picks, throws on the run to first, got him. One out. Six runs for San Antonio tonight on 14 hits. Domingo Leyva moves down to second. Thomas Malone bats. Rough Riders with those 4 more home runs tonight. They continue their power surge as they are third in the Texas League in home runs this year. Pitch on the way. Off the outside corner and misses. One ball, no strikes. The Rough Riders have hit home runs in every game except for 14 this year. So 30 out of their 44 games they've hit home runs in. The pitch. On the outside edge for a called strike, and it's 1-1. So they've hit all their home runs, of course, in those 30 games. That's how the total works. 60 home runs over 30 games, averaging exactly 2 per game when they hit a homer. The pitch. Broken bat roller up the middle. Ornelas, the shortstop, swallows it up, throws onto first, and gets Malone. 2 outs. Domingo Leyba down to third. 2 up, 2 down after the leadoff single, and Yorman Rodriguez, the final hope for San Antonio tonight. Rough Riders use that tonight to make their way into a really good spot to stay in first place. 98th consecutive day. If they were able to win tonight. Tiedemann ready from the stretch, and the pitch home to Rodriguez is inside. One ball and no strikes. Rodriguez has had himself a great day. 2 for 3 with a solo home run, a double, sacrifice fly to knock in his second run of the day. Tiedemann from the stretch, the 1-0. Swing and a miss. He swings out of his shoes, loses his balance down to his back knee, and it's one ball and one strike. Riders by 4 with a runner at third. Top of the 9th inning. Tiedemann, because he entered in with a 3-run contest, this will be a 6-out save opportunity for him, despite it being a 4-run game. He's ready from the stretch. And the 1-1. In the air, right side, foul territory. Krim motors back into fair territory. He makes the catch. Rough Riders win it. Riders come from behind, down 6-3 to win it 10-6. A 5-run 7th inning paces the victory, and the Rough Riders maintain their first place spot for the 998th consecutive day. Frisco wins it. Final score 10-6 over San Antonio. Chris Jarrett has the postgame show for you when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is back. A swing and a drive deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike 3 call. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score. And the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets, or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.tv for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Post-game fireworks just around the corner on Saturday night. And a quarter past nine at Riders Field. Frisco winners tonight, 10-6 over San Antonio. Their second win of the week, and they keep the series alive. Still an opportunity to make it a split series. They'll have to win tomorrow. We draw the series to a close at 4:05 on Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field. Well, what a fun one it's going to be to just go back through and look at how tonight played out. For the Rough Riders, it was a game that they scored first in, and our pattern does hold. The team that scores first has won every game this week. It was not easy tonight, though. The Rough Riders with two in the second. They led it 2-0. Then two in the top of the third for San Antonio, tied 2-2. Then Frisco with one in the third to take a 3-2 lead. Then into the fourth, three off Zach Kent to make it a 5-3 San Antonio lead. They got one more in the fifth to make it 6-3. Then the offense started for Frisco. They got one in the sixth and five in the seventh. Then a solo shot from Matt Watley in the eighth. Down the stretch was just enough for Frisco. Out hit by San Antonio 14-12. But a huge explosion of offense in the bottom of the seventh. The difference tonight. We mentioned that for Frisco, going into the seventh inning, every run was scored with two outs, and that continued in the seventh. Those five that came in were after four pitches, two outs for Tom Cosgrove. He loaded the bases, departed. Denelson Lamet comes in and allows the damage. And Frisco tags Tom Cosgrove for his first loss of the season. And Denelson Lamet given the blown save as he allows two runs in on five hits and a home run. Zach Kent goes five tonight, strikes out five. One walk, but six earned on 10 hits. Give the win to Jose Leclerc, the Major League rehabbing Ranger. Inning and a third tonight. Two hits, no runs, no walks, and a strikeout. Seth Nordlund only in for two-thirds of an inning, and he was pulled for Leclerc to face Connor Hollis. That was back in the sixth and did a job with a ground out. Then a strikeout in the seventh and one to end the eighth. Clean ball game tonight. Frisco plays it at 2 hours, 35 minutes in front of a Riders Field attendance of 7,031 on Saturday night, and we are just getting started this summer. Frisco winners on Saturday, 10-6. We'll step aside on the Riders postgame show, come back and close our broadcast looking towards tomorrow and what to expect at the ballpark, first pitch time, and who's towing the rubber for the Rough Riders in the Sunday series finale against San Antonio. That's next on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Frisco winners over San Antonio, 10-6 on Saturday night.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the Diamond on Juneteenth. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ten. 10-6, the final score on Saturday night. Chris Jarrett back with you on the postgame show as we're just about ready for postgame fireworks at Riders Field. Taking a look at tomorrow at the ballpark, again, Kids Sunday Fun Day, 4:05 first pitch time as San Antonio and Frisco depart ways. They won't see each other again until the first week of July. It'll be Independence Day week at Nelson W. Wolf Stadium in San Antonio, just outside of San Antonio. Frisco takes on Corpus Christi on July 3rd on Sunday. The Rough Riders play on July 4th and the 5th. They get Wednesday off, so a bit of an Independence Day baseball on the 4th, on the 5th, and then an off day in the middle of the week on Wednesday. That's looking way down the calendar, skipping a full month of June that's still in front of us. But May coming to a close quickly. Tomorrow's game, May 29th, the final day of May on the 31st on Tuesday, when Frisco begins what will be a 12-game road trip. Bark in the Park night tomorrow as well, 4:05 first pitch time, as Kid Sunday Fun Day as well. Kid-themed day at Riders Field. They'll run the bases postgame as well. On the mound for the Rough Riders tomorrow, Justin Slayton, an 0-2 record, 4.57 earned run average. It'll be his sixth start on the season, 28 strikeouts in 21 2/3. The first time that Slayton faced San Antonio, he struck out four in four innings. No winning decision, but it was his first start of the year. Gave up two earned and only one walk again on those four strikeouts. Opponent for San Antonio is yet to be figured out. They'll announce it tomorrow, so stay tuned to RidersBaseball.com for the Missions probable pitching matchup and who to expect on the mound for San Antonio tomorrow. Again, first pitch at 4:05. We'll be on the air right around 4:35 with a Rough Riders pregame show starting. Had a good chance to catch up with John Nazarko, the strength and training coach for Frisco in his first year at the ballpark. And so a big thanks to John, our pregame guest tonight, and looking forward to more conversations on air tomorrow. 10-6, the final score. Rough Riders win tonight, their second win of the week, to force tomorrow an opportunity to split a series for Frisco. They've been playing a lot of good baseball into the weekend as of late, hoping it continues tomorrow at Riders Field. Again, first pitch at 4:05. We'll be on the air around 3:35 with the pregame show and the coverage starting right at about 3:45 on the Riders Baseball Network. That'll do it for our broadcast tonight. For my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Chris Jarrett, saying that final score one last time. Frisco with 5 7 to top San Antonio, 10-6, the final score tonight, and break a mini two-game skid. We'll talk to you tomorrow at around 3:35, 3:40 at Riders Field. Have a great rest of your Saturday night. Big thanks to you for tuning in to Riders Baseball, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Until next time, and until then, go Riders, let's ride.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.